This morning, again, we'll be in Proverbs chapter 8. We weren't here last week because of mechanical failure of the furnace, so that's okay. So today we'll pick up where we were going to be last week. I'll read first the chapter and then come back and we'll break it down. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places by the way in the places of the paths. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the openings of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are plain to him that understands, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the depths, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, foundations, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore, hearken to me, ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Now, you know what? There's a whole bunch in this chapter. Huh? I'm going to tell you, there's some things that's going to reveal some things to us in here. Okay, back to that first verse again. Now, we know that we're talking about something here. We're not talking about earthly wisdom, are we? This word here does not wisdom. It's God's wisdom. The number in the Strong's is 2451. It's different from ordinary carnal wisdom, okay, man's wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out? Does not God's wisdom cry out? There's a question. See the question mark? That's the intent. It says, he's asking a question. Doesn't God's wisdom cry out? And understanding utter her voice. And now the word her is an added word. In the next two verses, 2 and 3, the word she is added words. It puts a context on something, doesn't it? It's talking about wisdom. So when it says in that first verse, does not God's wisdom cry out, and understanding utter wisdom's voice, is what it should say. Wisdom is implied here. But there's no word there in the writings. That's just something man wrote her in there. And just like she stands, in the second verse, as we start, she stands at the top of the high places by the path, by the way of the places of the paths. The she should be replaced. Wisdom stands in the top. Does it not imply that? That's the subject we're talking about. Okay? So wisdom stands at the top of the high places. Now, where would that high place be? It's right on top, where your brain is, in the high place. By the way of the places of the paths. Verse 3, it goes on and says, she again, but it says, should say, wisdom shouts at the gates and at the entry of the city and of the, what? The coming in literally should be the entrance of the doors and at the entrance of the doors. Wisdom is crying forth from the door, the entrance of our doors. What do you think our doors are? Our eyes, our mouth, our ears. It's all crying forth, isn't it? And verse 4 goes on. It says unto, but it should say, to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of Adam. Why is he saying to the sons of Adam? We are all sons of Adam and also sons of God. Didn't Jesus say he was the Son of Man and the Son of God? He's telling you there was a duality in his beginning place, but now he's, when man and God was placed together in Adam from the very beginning, and he's coming back, and Hebrews 4 and 12 says, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder even the soulish from the spiritual. See? So that's the way it's going to be brought back, separated again. He's talking to us, and we need to hear this to separate us from the soulish side to the spiritual side. So verse 5, it goes on, says, O ye simple, or literally foolish, O ye foolish, discern, not understand, but discern wisdom. This word wisdom here is literally, it's a word of trickery. It's a deceitful, you know. He said, understand. It's a word used for trickery and stuff. Understand trickery is what it should be, I believe.
Why not prudence?
Well, prudence is wisdom, is wise or wisdom, okay? So, there's two sides to these words. A lot of them, it can be a good or a bad word, okay? It can be a good wisdom or it can be an evil wisdom. There's knowledge and understanding in evil and in good, correct? Let me go back and do it again. Verse 5. O ye foolish, discern wisdom, and ye fools or foolish, be ye of an understanding or discerning heart. Okay? But this word wisdom here is not the same word wisdom was in the first verse. The one up there was 2451. This is 6195. It's a different word. It speaks of trickery and deceit. He said, understand it. See, if I understand the way wickedness works, what can I do? I can avoid it. Can I not? So I need to understand what wickedness and evilness and deception and stuff of humanity is. Does that make sense to you? I need to understand what... If I'm oblivious to the ways of the world... What's the world going to do to me? They're going to destroy me. So he's saying, pay attention to the world, but by understanding the world, you'll know what is not God. Okay?
What you're saying then is there's foolish wisdom and then there's truth.
There's godly wisdom or truth. Absolutely. And the world will get you caught up in worldly wisdom, and that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we want. And it says, and you foolish or foolish, be ye of an understanding or a discerning mind. Because, you know, this heart pump in your chest will never discern anything. It can't think. The only thing it can discern is something that thinks, and that's your mind. And when you look in this, it talks about the intellect in man. So when it says the word heart, we're actually talking about our thinking process, correct? Okay. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. The word hear is the word shama. It means to hear with the intent to respond, because I will speak of excellent things, and the openings of my lips shall what? No, it should, literally it should say, and the opening of my lips shall produce equality. That's what the language says. It shall produce equality. Actually, the word shall isn't there, but if you read it the way, even without that word added in there, it said the openings of my lips produce equality. Still works, doesn't it? It's going
to
produce something in your life. When you listen and hear what the spirit of wisdom tells you, it will produce equality in your life. You know what that equality speaks of? God's not a respecter of persons. It'll make you equal with the same thinking way he thinks. See? That mind of Christ we're putting on. It's bringing us up to his level. Absolutely. Because my mouth, verse 7, shall speak truth, and wickedness is disgusting to my lips. Not an abomination, but disgusting is what the language really says. Abomination doesn't tell me as much as disgusting. Disgusting speaks a whole lot more to my understanding than the word abomination does. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are righteous. Just let it stop at righteous. There is nothing twisted or perverse in them. The word froward should be twisted, okay? There's nothing twisted or perverse in the words of the mouth from wisdom, okay? They are all plain. The word plain literally in the Hebrew language here speaks of being straightforward. They are straightforward to him that discerns. Not understands, but discerns. If you have a discerning mind or an understanding mind, the things that wisdom speaks to you are very straightforward. Would you agree to that? It's very simple. When God opens something up to you, it just seems like so simple. Other people struggle, and yet you can say, what's so simple?
It's just the opposite.
Yeah. It's just absolutely straightforward. And right, it's correct or righteous to them that find knowledge. And the things that wisdom teach you is correct or righteous to those who find knowledge. When you start to find this truth, everything just starts lining up, doesn't it? And you see, you can see the correctness in what the spirit of wisdom is teaching you, the spirit of God. Spirit of wisdom, who are we talking about? God. Spirit of God. And it just starts to line up. It doesn't. There's no way you can say, well, you have to do this, this, this. And I get asked this all the time. How do you figure all this out? I don't. I don't figure it out. If it's figuring it out, we're all deceived. If it's not by the revelation of God, when you start doing what you're supposed to, when it's God's timing, he will show you things. I have to apply myself, don't I? See? If I don't apply myself, it's not going to happen. But unless God wants to, but I don't see any place where God just totally gives everybody the understanding, we're doing nothing. Why else would he say, study to show yourself approved? Right? See? So I have to apply myself and desire and seek after the truth, but if I don't do that, I'm not going to get it. And if I do that, I am going to get it. Simple as that. And many people say, well, I'm seeking after the truth. Well, you know, reading a couple of Bible verses a day is better than reading nothing. But do you think that's really going to get you there? Because we're all going to have a spirit that looks like an Ethiopian and a fleshly body that looks like Bubba Gump or somebody. I don't know. You know, we feed ourselves a lot of food and nourishment, and we need it for our everyday life. But what are we feeding our spirit every day? You see what I'm saying? What am I feeding my spirit every day? Am I feeding it grass or something like an animal? Or am I feeding my spirit the spiritual things I need to feed it? This isn't condemnation. It's a revelation. Understand, I need to put something in there for my spirit to feed on. That's all. Just trying to say you need to feed that spirit. Like you said, Tom, you and Gene was studying pretty regular, you know. Man, that's what feeds your spirit. And that's what changes. As you study, let me tell you something. As you study, you're not going to instantly see something. And what I'm saying, you're not going to instantly see a change in your life. But you're going to do it, and you're going to start desiring. You're going to have a taste for it. It's like if someone drinks coffee the first time, usually they don't like it. And then if they drink it a while, just like we were talking about the milk, the skim milk, after a while you don't pay attention. It's okay, you know. You get kind of accustomed to it. And as you begin to feed yourself, your palate and your spirit begins to desire that all the time. And all of a sudden, things start happening. And you think, wow, what's all this? Man, oh boy, how come I can understand this and see it? Just like it just starts coming, you know. It's not something you did. It's God chooses its time now. Because you were being faithful in what you were supposed to do. Feed your spirit. Okay. I feed my natural man, so why shouldn't I feed my spirit man?
It's kind of like, I don't know where the scripture is, but you do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And his righteousness, and everything will be added to you.
Matthew 6:33.
Yep. Matthew 6:33. And that's all it is. If you seek him, he will take care of it. You know, if you, what do you say, ask him of, in James, ask and you, and you shall, for knowledge. If you seek knowledge and wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to all men liberally.
He's already gave it. He just
I need to get the dust knocked off of it. Okay? Just need to get the dust knocked off. Sure it is.
What is that? That's
right thinking.
The way God is. Isn't that elevating your...
When I think rightly, when I think rightly or righteously or justly, all I'm doing is thinking like God thinks.
Bring yourself out of the dust realm.
Into the heavenlies. That's all it is.
And it's saying it over and over and over. You just got to be able to see it.
That's right. And Proverbs is really good for saying things over and over and over and over and over multiple times.
It's just reinforcing it.
Absolutely. Paul said, it's not grievous to say these things to you again. Okay. Verse 10. Receive my what? Literally, the word is discipline. Receive my discipline and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. Because wisdom, and that's God's wisdom again, because God's wisdom is better, because that's 24:51 again, because God's wisdom is better than jewels. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to God's wisdom, is what it should say. The word it should be, should not be compared to God's wisdom. Yeah, it is a pronoun that's speaking about God's wisdom from the second word there. Okay? Verse 12. I, wisdom, that's God's wisdom, dwell permanently. That's what I like about it. That word dwell there is to remain, to dwell permanently. I, God's wisdom, dwell permanently with what? Prudence. And that's discretion. I dwell with discretion. That word actually means discretion. Because sometimes they use this word prudence from a whole bunch of different words, so don't... It changes. They change the word in different ways, so don't think it's because it says prudence all the time, it's the same word. Sometimes it's talking about a wise person, sometimes it's talking about discretion, and there's three or four different ways they use it. And it's not correct, but I'm trying to put it back where it should be. But the prudence here should be discretion. What's that, discretion? Discretion means making the right decisions. If you use discretion in the way you do things, you're making the right thinking process. You know, should I do this or not do it the right way? He said, God's wisdom dwells permanently with decision-making. Decision-making. See, if you make the decisions from God's wisdom, can you ever make a mistake?
I wanted to bring that out.
Right. Okay, that's the problem. So you can't make a mistake that way, can you? And it says, I, God's wisdom, dwell permanently with discretion and detect, cross out the word out, detect, knowledge of the word witty inventions, those two words should be one word, evil. I detect knowledge of evil.
So, it's really hard to follow you with the New King James.
Sure it is.
Sometimes
they reverse the sentence and take the front and put it in the back. And so I'm trying to tell you the way it's actually written in the language is this way. It should say, I, God's wisdom, dwell permanently with discretion. And find or detect knowledge of evil. That's literally, that's just what it says in the language. You can go look and see. I know King James, everybody gets hung up on these translations, but it's not the translation. If this translation was right, or if the New King James was 100% right, or New American Standard, or NIV, or RSV, or Living Bible, or Amplified, if they were all right, you'd have 100 different ways to do it, because there's over 100 translations of the Bible. I'm just trying to give you the best truth I know, okay? So understand that this, you got to let the Spirit of God speak in you, and if it's right, it's right. If it's not, it's not. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying I'm doing the best I can do with what He's given me. Okay. So let me read that verse 12 again. I'll read it the way it should be. I, God's wisdom, dwell permanently with discretion and detect knowledge of evil. Just that simple. Okay? Verse 13, it goes on to say, the fear or the reverence should be reverence. You're not supposed to be afraid of your father, are you? The reverence of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. Not arrogancy, but arrogance. The why at the end, okay? And the evil way, and the froward or the perverse mouth do I hate. Verse 14, counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, literally it's understanding, and understanding. I understanding what? I am understanding. So sound wisdom is understanding. And the last few words says, I have strength, right? But now let me read the way it should read. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom should be understanding. So counsel is mine, and understanding. The word, I understand, is that one from, let me give it again. Okay, the last part where it says, I understand my strength, is what it should say. I understand my strength. I know the words don't look right there, but you go look at the language. It should say, I understand my strength. And then by me kings reign in verse 15. By strength, right? By me, by my strength kings reign. And that's what it should say again there. By me or by my strength kings reign.
So speaking with
wisdom. Right. Wisdom is the one speaking. And what is wisdom? Spirit of God. Okay. And princes decree justice. By me, again, by the strength of wisdom, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek merely shall find me. Now it says, I love them that love me. Did Jesus make a statement that said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments? Saying I love God does not cut it, does it? It's by the actions of your life. And I have this saying that I use all the time. Lois said it the other night when we was talking. Excuse me, I can't hear you. Your lifestyle is speaking louder than your words. Your actions are speaking louder than your words. And sometimes people say things, but when you see that what their actions do, they're not lining up. And that's not a judgment thing. That's just a discernment thing in your life. You can see it. Okay? It's not to get beat anybody down with.
One of the things is going to church don't make you good.
No. You know, David said this in the Psalms. I can't remember the exact verse, but he said, I was in the midst of all evil in the midst of the congregation. Now, my cousin was just up from Atlanta here recently, and he said, I quit going to church because all I saw was evil. I said, well, where else do you think it is? It's coming in there hiding. They're trying to cover themselves up with some cloak of righteousness by going to a building every Sunday and Wednesday. See?
Justified.
Yeah, that's all it is. So, oh yeah, fancy clothes and everything, that makes it right. But that's what they think, but let them go, it's okay. It's their hypocrisy, you know. If I come in here with a suit and tie every week, I'd be a hypocrite because I don't wear a suit and tie any other time. And I had a Baptist preacher tell me one time, well, I don't know where it's at, but it says it in the Bible that you're supposed to wear your best to church on Sunday. I said, well, I'd like to see that when I really would, because it don't exist, I know, but that's where he's at, you know. He said, there's a chapter in there in a verse that says it. I said, yeah, okay. There's a whole bunch of people told me it's in there, but they ain't never showed it to me. And I've looked at every word in this book a whole bunch of times. And if it's not there, and here's what I trust in me. I don't trust my mind. But I trust what God has placed within me. And that discernment within me, if someone says something that's contrary, not to the words of the King James, I'm not even worried about that, but I'm the principles that the Spirit of God teaches us. If someone says something that's contrary to the principles that God teaches, then my spirit will kick at it. It's never lied to me in my life. It has never lied to me. So why would I distrust it when someone says something like that and I say, no, it doesn't exist? They say, how can you be so sure? Because what's in me is sure. It's not me. It's not my mind. But I know that's not the principle of my God. He doesn't work both sides of the aisle, you know. He goes right down the middle. I know that.
That doesn't fit the pattern.
No pattern to him at all. Full of abominations.
Yeah,
absolutely. Where did I leave off? 18? Yeah. Riches and honor are with me. You want riches and honor? Guess where they're at? They're in the wisdom of God. Not in wealth of the world, but in the riches and honor are with the wisdom of God. Yea, durable riches. Now this word durable riches, you know what it really says? It speaks of an antique. Now let me explain what it's saying in an antique. It's something that's handed forward. That's what an antique is. So he's saying durable riches or wealth that's passed forward. From what I have, I can pass to you. I can pass it forward. You see what I'm saying? God has given me an antique. Some wisdom from way back from the beginning. Correct? Because it said wisdom just said I was with God when everything started, right? So he says, that's what he's handing forward. This durable riches is the antique, the wisdom of old that he's passing forward, and righteousness. Okay. They're with him. It's all with God. All that righteousness comes with the wisdom of God. If you have the wisdom of God, what would you be lacking? Absolutely nothing. That's what we have to understand. My fruit is better than gold. He's saying the fruit from the wisdom of God in your life, the fruit that it'll bring forth is better than any gold, better than fine gold, and my revenue, or literally my yield, is better than choice silver. What the wisdom of God will do in your life will do more than all the wealth of the world. Just let it be. Just let God's wisdom be and let it have its way with you and show you and teach you and bring you where God wants you. And you'll have more than anybody could ever comprehend. More than you could ever comprehend or would ever dream of. Just let it be. Better than all the material things of the world, see? Okay. Verse 20. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of what? Judgment. Right? Now, the word judgment, people don't understand that, do they? When you say judgment, what's 99 out of 100 people say? What's the thought process? Punishment, penalty, what'd you say? Oh, yeah, going to hell, that's the same thing. Negative punishment, you know. That's what people think when they think of the judgment of God. But see, when there's two things about, there's two sides to judgment, and this is in the natural, which teaches us about the spiritual. In the natural, you can go before a judge and he can give you a judgment of guilty or not guilty, correct? He can acquit you or he can convict you. Now, what do you think God's going to do when you stand before him? It's going to be an acquittal because his son said, Father, forgive them. He said it from the very heart that the Father spoke of. He spoke from the same spirit, didn't he? And he said, Father, forgive him. So when you stand before God in judgment, and that ain't going to be at some big old white throne up in the sky with a big long line of people down all the way down to hell coming up out of there or something. It's going to be in your life every day. As you stand before God, God's going to say, son, you're not guilty. You're not guilty. I've already paid the price. Go ahead and live your life what you have to experience to grow into maturity that I want you to grow to. Forget about it. Go on with your life. You make a mistake, okay, mistakes are a gift of God. You can have that mistake and learn from it and move on. Do we understand that? That's what God's trying to tell us. Verse 21, that I may cause. Do you see something wrong there?
No.
Take the word may out of there. See, put the doubt in there. God's not going to may anything. God's going to do what he's going to do. So it should say that I cause those that love me to inherit substance. Hello, did you hear that? When you love me and keep my commandments, because that comes along with the love, doesn't it? If I keep his commandments, that's proof that I love him. He's going to cause me to inherit substance, and I will fill their storehouses. You know what? You got a barn, he can fill it up. Run it out on the ground outside. See? His glory, yeah, and which is worth his wisdom. Wisdom is worth more than anything. I mean, when you have God's wisdom, you have a totality of God, don't you? That's what makes him God, is his wisdom. Look here at 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old. He said from the very beginning, I was with God. And God has always been, there's no beginning, so wisdom has always been since before the beginning, hasn't it? Before his works of old. Verse 23, I was set up, or literally anointed, is what it says. I was anointed before the ages. That's what it should say. I was anointed before the ages. I was chosen to be with him before the ages. From the beginning, or ever the earth was. Verse 24, when there were no depths, and that word depths surely should say seas. When there was no seas or oceans, I was brought forth, or I was birthed, okay? When there were no seas, I was birthed. When there were no springs or fountains abounding with water. Before the hills, the mountains were settled. Before the hills was I birthed. Now notice something, it said before the fountains, when there were no fountains abounding with water. What is a fountain? Someone tell me what a fountain is. It's important here. It's a source of water. It's a source of life, is it not? And a fountain, and that's what God is. He is a fountain. He is the source, is he not? So sometimes you have to realize when God's speaking these words, fountains, he's speaking symbolism. We have to know that, huh? He's saying, I am. I am the source of you. And you've got to understand where this source comes from. And a fountain comes up out of the earth, doesn't it? So guess where this fountain is? It's in your earth, and you have to let it come up out of you. So you're not looking for a source external, but you're looking for the source internal, correct? If we can get this thing turned around right, we're going to have it made. We already got it made, we just don't know it. While as yet he has not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth. Now let me tell you something. You know what he just said? I know Lois knows because I've showed it to her before, if she remembers. But she can be quiet a minute, huh? Okay, right. That's the first dust. Okay, now, but here he's talking about here, before he made the highest part of the dust. What's the highest part of the dust of the earth? Humanity. See? He made Adam from the dust. He made humanity from the dust of the earth, did he not? So he said, before Adam was ever conceived, I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm with God because God is in everywhere, isn't he? So he's speaking of Adam here because the mankind had not been made yet when wisdom was with God. And wisdom is God, right? When he prepared the heavens, okay, I was there. Now, we can say that was the sky, okay, but let's go a little deeper than that. I would care to, wouldn't you? What do you think the heavens are? No, he's thinking about us. He's thinking about us. Yeah, it's an internal thing. See, let's don't go back outside. Let's stay inside and realize he prepared the heavens. Are we not the heavens? God dwells in the heavens. It says in the scripture, he dwells in the heavens. He dwells in his people. So see the parallel? This is when he was creating the first fruit before the heavens, okay? When he prepared the heavens, when he prepared the first fruit. Now, let me show you another kicker. Verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning. You know what that word is? Resheath. You think God hasn't got it all figured out? The first fruits right here, and that's what he's talking about in the heavens. When he prepared the heavens, isn't the spirit prepared before the flesh? Sure it is. That's what I'm trying to show you. This is our whole life again. This book of Proverbs is so rich. It's awesome. When he prepared the first fruit, I was there. Guess what first fruit possess? Wisdom. See, if we're first fruit, we're going to have wisdom. It's going to be God's wisdom. When he set a compass or a circle upon the face of the seas. What's the shape of the earth? When the earth was the seas. And you know what the seas speak of? Humanity. Said, when I set the globe for humanity, guess what? When I set humanity, wisdom was there. Round. Now, when he established the clouds, verse 28, above, and doesn't the cloud speak in Hebrews about the overcomers? So compass about so great a cloud of witnesses. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep or the sea, and when he strengthened the source of the seas, what is the source again? God. It's the Christ. The source of humanity. He strengthened it. When he gave to the sea, and see there it used the word sea, his decree that the water should not pass his commandment. And that's what the seashore was all about. That they couldn't, humanity, the natural realm, could not pass the sand. There's the covenants. See, the multitudes in the sea can't get past that covenant of the sand until God permits, can they? They can't come to the heavenly places. They're bound to the dust of the earth where the serpent, where's the serpent's food. We have no choice in that. That's God's commandment. And when he appointed or set the foundations of the earth, in 1 Corinthians 3 and 11, you know what it says? There is no foundation other than the foundation which is laid. That means it's already set, which is Christ Jesus. Hear me? So this is the foundation he was talking about. He appointed or set Christ as the foundation of the earth. When that was set, wisdom was there. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. That doesn't say it that way. The language should say this, verse 30. Then I was by him as a master workman. As a master workman. Now, why would they put that other stuff up in there? I don't know, just to confuse us. But anyway, we're going to get through it. Why would we not be a master workman if we were taught by the master? I mean, come on. If we're taught by the master, what do we obtain to? The same knowledge and wisdom as the master, don't we? In all the building trades, in masonry, in pipe fitting, in plumbing, and electrician, they have master craftsmen, you know, journeymen. They call them journeymen now, but they're master at their trade, and they teach the younger ones coming up, don't they? That's all it is. And God's got us as sons in training, and that wisdom trains us. God's wisdom will train us. Yeah, make you a senior. There you go. And it says, I was daily his delight, rejoicing always in his presence. Okay. Wisdom was always rejoicing in the presence of God. Always. Rejoicing, and literally that word rejoicing there means to play and dance and sing with instruments. So we're having a party. In the habitable part of the earth. Now, that word habitable there literally speaks of moist earth, or therefore inhabited earth. Guess what we are? We're the habitable part of the earth. God doesn't dwell in that dirt out there in the parking lot or in the yard. He dwells in this dirt sitting in here talking to you right now and into the dirt I'm talking to. Do you hear me? You are the habitable part of the earth. The part that he took from the earth and put his spirit into it. That's the habitable part of the earth. And we came from that seed of Adam in the natural. And that's the part that he's talking to. That's the part he's inhabiting. Right? Okay. And my delight or my enjoyment is with the sons of Adam. What's wisdom saying? I delight to be with the sons of Adam. My delight is in seeing the sons of Adam coming to their fulfillment. The sons of Adam were only a forerunner of who? If Adam was a forerunner of Christ, what are we? Well, but we're forerunners of Christ in the natural, as a son of Adam. We're forerunners of Christ, are we not? Okay. Verse 32. Now, therefore, he's telling you because his delight, wisdom's delight is to be with the sons of Adam. Now therefore, hearken, Shama, hear with the intent to respond to me, O ye sons, okay? Hear with the intent to respond to me, saying to wisdom. When wisdom speaks, what should you do? Hear and respond, okay? Because blessed are they that keep And that word keep means guard and protect my way of life. Now, I'm going to see if we got the Amplified Bible in here. I don't think we do, do we? Is it in here? Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, it is. Thank you. Proverbs. Let me back up a minute. I want to read this out of the Amplified Bible. Okay. Verse 8. What verse? Verse 32, right? Now therefore, listen to me, O you sons, for blessed and happy and fortunate to be envied are those who keep my ways. That sounds good, don't it? You're blessed, you're happy, you're fortunate, and to be envied if you keep his ways. That's wisdom's ways or God's ways, correct? Okay, that was the Amplified version. Verse 33, here, again it's Shammah, here with the intent to respond positively to the instructions and be wise and do what? Be wise and what? Well, literally, it says refuse it not in the King James, but it literally should say do not ignore it. Hear this wisdom and instruction and be wise and do not ignore it. Blessed is the Adamic man that hears with the intent to respond to me. That's wisdom of God speaking, isn't it? Blessed is the Adamic man that hears with the intent to respond to me, God's wisdom. Watching daily at my gates, waiting, literally guarding and protecting the posts of the door. Not my door, but the door. And what is the door? Christ. Correct? Didn't Jesus say, I am the door? Go ahead, what did you start to say? Guard yourself, because it's in you. The Christ is in you. Verse 35, because is the first word. Because whoso finds me finds life. If we find the wisdom of God, what have we found? Life. And shall obtain favor of the Lord. Now, it's not like we're walking down the street and we just find some of wisdom laying on the street. We're awakened to it by God, okay? By his command, I think it was, wasn't it? Verse 36, but he that misses the mark, I hate the word sin because of the stigma with it, because it's not correct the way it's being taught. But he that misses the mark wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. When they hate wisdom, they love doing what they love to do. Sure it is. It's the natural man, the Antichrist, the natural man.
That's not soul there.
Yep, it is.
Is it soul?
Mm-hmm. Nefesh, or somebody's what the word is, or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but I think it's what it is. But it is the soul. See, because you can't wrong your spirit because it can't be damaged.
It is nefesh.
Is it nefesh? Okay. Okay. That's pretty good. It popped right out of there when you asked for it. Yeah, wasn't mine. I know that. They love the carnal mind. Okay. Any questions? Today we got through a good session.